Hi, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to order at Thursday, December 11th, 2025. The time is now 7 o'clock. Can we please stand for a pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Ms. Petinici?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Mr. Cortica?
Present.
Mr. Santos?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chivarella?
Here.
Ms. Falchoni Smith? Mr. Heider?
Here.
Record should reflect you have 9 members present, Mr. Mayor, and we have to swear in our.
Yes, we should do
newest member. For, well, the ultimate 9. So, Mr. Chivarella, if you please stand and raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that you will uphold the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, the Charter and ordinances of the City of Derby, so long as you are a citizen thereof, and you solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute, according to law, your duties as a member of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen of the City of Derby, to the best of your abilities. Hope you God. Congratulations.
Now you're official, Chef. Number 4, additions, deletions, and corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have 2 additions. 8.8 will be the 2025-2026 capital plan update. And 8.9 will be revisions to the winter parking ban. Do I have a motion to? Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
There, I'm sorry, Mark Garfalo, town clerk. There is also another correction that needs to go in item number 8.6 in subsection 3, which is called Group 3 Penalty regarding handicap parking. It says $100 for the penalty. It should say $150.
Okay, thank you.
$150. Yep. So it's on the last page of item number 8.6.
Do I have a motion to approve those 3?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda is adopted. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Come on up. Hit the button to the left. Okay, now just state your name and address for the record. And
my name is Giovanni Nocella at 5 Lanteri Court, Derby, Connecticut. Just want to say a little on the Derby Basin. I've been in my house since 2015, been paying $100 a year for maintenance for the basin. I know in 2021 they did do an evaluation where a lot of work needed to be done. The only thing that ever gets done is mowing and clearing of some trees. The actual basin itself is not maintained. Last I knew, there was about 2 feet of sediment that needed to be removed. Still hasn't been done. Couple of questions I do have is it's supposed to be set up as an association, but when you look up the records, it just has Kathleen Norwood as the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. I did bring this up to her, and she did tell me it's a corporation and we're paying a corporation. So it's not really an association in her eyes. She's under the impression that the major repairs need to be done by the City of Derby. I don't mind paying $100 a year as long as it gets maintained the way it should be. I know also the concrete pillar in there, they did knock a big block of it out so that the water doesn't perform the way it's supposed to. The water's supposed to fill, supposed to have a pond retention area to slow down the storm water from the sewers so that it doesn't flood the river. Right now, it just goes straight through as if there is no basin. So we're basically paying for a basin that's not working properly. The other things that came up to my attention, I had Mike come out from the Public Works, and he showed me that the City of Derby maps show that my neighbor, Scott, his property comes right up against my property, and there's an easement to get to the basin. However, there's a big gated area that she took over, like the size of a road to get back to. So the question I have is with the easement, how that works, and the association, if it is supposed to be an association, I'll gladly step up and get the association set up. But I do need a list of people that are paying so I could reach out to them and let them know what's happening. My just main concern is that it's not working properly. And also, she's been collecting money since the neighborhood was put in. That's a lot of money just to do mowing. To me, it looks like borderline embezzlement, because she's taking all this money and just doing as little as she can to do what she has to do. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Come on up.
Looks like the mic is still on.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, Frederick Pikrowski, 216 Derby Avenue, naturally Derby, Connecticut. The meeting before, I believe it was in August, when I left here, someone came up, tried coming up Elizabeth Street the wrong way. So I don't know how we can solve that, because when I came here one time, I said, tried using two different GPSs. One GPS on my phone effectively took me the right way, had the new one-way law in it. The other GPS told me to take a left and go up Elizabeth Street. So technology at its finest at some point. Also, I pay for and I kind of administer the alarm system at Second Congregational Church. Fortunately, when I had a malfunction on one of the smoke detectors, I happened to be home. And I had to rush over there because I did install a Knox box on the building so that when the firemen come, and if they can't see smoke rising out of the building, they don't need to take an axe to the front doors or whatever else. But I was told that the key to the Knox box was in a non-responding unit. I pay a ton in taxes, over $5,000 a year, between my house and two cars. And I'm told there's only one Knox box key in the city. I'd appreciate, and I know it possibly could be costly because the Knox Corporation has to keep these keys secure and everything. They're not for the general public. But if we could have some Knox box keys, maybe not in every unit or apparatus, but at least at every station where when they're going out, they can grab a key and go into the box that I paid hundreds of dollars for on the church. Or, because I do not, you know, like I said, thank God I was here in Derby, sick, but here. I do not want to have to rush from East Haven to get into the building. I also see the white lines going up. Good job, but I'll still, you know, say something that we still need the yellow lines back. You've heard me. I'm like a broken record at times. I heard someone say something about getting speed tables in here and maybe some don't lock the boxes. I'm a proponent for those that you've heard many, many times. Speed tables and cameras. Speed tables are effective because anyone can be driving any car and the speed table is going to work 24/7. Cameras, if it takes a picture of the license plate, I've got a problem with that because you're not catching the perp. All you're doing is placing responsibility on the owner. So if I lend my car to a friend and they speed, I'm responsible for their behavior. Lastly, I'm going to get on a pulpit, kind of a soapbox here, but affordable housing. You know, Derby needs it. But it seems lately that affordable housing is apartments. And what I'm saying is we don't need transient people. We need people who want to become residents of Derby and end up taking a stakehold in our city. I'm asking, whatever happened to the little houses that are up by Bradley School? Those were nice starter houses. You know, a little expensive, but it gives people their own land, their own four walls, and it gives them a stake in the city because taxes go up. You know, their taxes go up too, everybody. Whereas someone who rents, they can move a lot easier than an owner. An owner has to sell. An owner has to make the property look good before selling or lose a lot of money. But I've seen new houses go up in Derby, gorgeous, unaffordable to most people. So what I'm asking for is, let's make some of the affordable housing small, you know, 1,000 feet houses, you know, one bathroom, kind of like the stuff our parents bought years ago. My parents' house was built in 1945, right after World War II. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, living room and kitchen, nice porch, backyard, the American dream. Attic upstairs for storage, cellar downstairs for storage. Attic was eventually, another bedroom was added up there. Like I said, renters come and go. Let's get affordable housing for people who want to stay here in Derby.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, administrative.
Okay, I couldn't find my mute button.
Karen,
it's Karen.
All right, Karen, I'll open it back up for you.
Thank you. This damn computers, you got to throw them in the garbage. Good evening to everybody, and welcome back. I'm glad to see that everybody is still sitting there in place. It's we'll have another good 2 years going forward. I do see that you're jumping the gun and moving too fast, though, with all of those new ordinances. Are you approving them tonight, or is this the first view? Is my question. And my second question is with Fountain Lake. Is this study that's going to be, it's not binding for anything that we're doing, I hope, that this is just to see what our options are and then we'll go the next step. So if you can speak to that during the regular meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Okay. We'll now close public portion again. Before we do get into six, I'd just like to, I should have done this in the beginning, but I'd like to welcome Roberto Santos to our Alderman, Alderwoman team. So it's his first meeting tonight, so welcome, Roberto.
Thank you.
All right. Six, administrative and appointments, approval of minister or none, refund of taxes, move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $8,452.90. Dated December 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah. Second,
Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments of boards and commissions. No action. 6.4, regular meeting schedule for 2026. Move to approve 2026 regular meeting schedule. Do I have a motion? Made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Roberto. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number seven, committee reports and recommendations. There were no committee meetings this month. Number eight, new business. 8.1, D Basin Inc., Lanzeri Court. Update, discussion, and possible action. Rob, you want to take this?
Yeah, so this was going to be on the November subcommittee of the planning property and development, but that meeting fell on Thanksgiving, so we postponed it. Rather than have a special meeting, we thought that this was something that we were just going to move straight forward to the full board, so that's why it's on the agenda for tonight. Mark had sent the memorandum that was dated November 15th, 2021, to your emails today. This was about the inspection of the stormwater management basin on Lanzeri Court. This report is 4 years old, five years old. This property hasn't been maintained. In full disclosure, I am also one of the residents above the basin that also pays that $100, but that's regardless of the point, the detention basin is not being maintained. I went to Five Lands Area Court and I viewed it from their back porch and saw that the basin is not being maintained. There's shrubs, there's trees, there's overgrowth, there's the sediment buildup to the point that the drainage pipes are covered, and the detention basin, as you see in the pictures that were in this report, that there was the cutout that is not allowing the water to build in the basin. It's supposed to build up 3 or 4 feet and then slowly go through the pipes. It's the water is moving out of the basin as quickly as it's moving in. So there's absolutely no drainage buildup of the pond whatsoever. The report indicates that the northern portion of the basin nearest to Lands Area Court is overgrown from a large inlet. The inlet pipe was not accessible due to the vegetation that's present. It also indicates that there's decades of runoff have resulted in a significant volume of sediment accumulation with depths up to 2 feet. So it's my understanding that Ms. Norwood, the president of D Basin, was supposed to dredge the basin 2 feet to get rid of that sediment. So the basin did collect as it is intended. So the debris and the vegetation needs to be cleared. The report also indicates that it was observed along with city staff members that the basin does not appear to detain water during significant storm events. And during the peak of Tropical Storm Elsa, the water did not accumulate where it should have accumulated to 3 to 4 feet during that storm. And if I recall correctly, Sodom Lane was closed off during that storm because the water was coming up over the road. There's also an 8 by 12 inch V cut into the bottom of the concrete structure that was not a part of the approval, but was cut out by the owner of the basin to lower the water elevation to limit the standing water. So that needs to be corrected. The report indicates that the improvements should have been made to the detention basin, and we're here 4 or 5 years later, and it's still not done. And ultimately, the report indicates that the maintenance of the stormwater basin is the responsibility of D Basin LLC, and there is no provision currently for the city to perform any maintenance of the basin or modifications whatsoever. So essentially, what we need to do is hold the owner of this detention basin liable for doing the maintenance that the owners of the homes above it are paying them to do. So I believe the number is 72 homes. I know it's north of 70. It's approximately 72 that are paying $100 a year. This report indicates that there's decades of runoff. So this detention basin hasn't been maintained in decades. So if you take 72 homes times $100 times 20, we'll say 20 years, because this indicates decades, it's $144,000. So they've been paid $144,000 over the past 20 years to essentially mow the lawn on the top of the basin and not maintain the basin itself. So we essentially need to hold the D Basin Inc. Accountable for maintaining the, and give them some sort of deadline to get this done. Or there needs to be consequences.
Corporation Counsel, you have an opinion on this?
You are talking about private property and obligations that may be owed to the other property owners. It would be my recommendation, if you look at that report, Alderman, you notice that the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission at the time and the chairman of the Inland Wetlands Commission was copied on that report. I think it would make sense to refer this matter to both the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Inland Wetlands Commission, along with the Zoning Enforcement Officer and the Inland Wetlands Enforcement Officer, for the purpose of further discussion.
So if we refer it there,
it's possible
possible.
Not, I think there needs to be further exploration. But as I said, it's private property. The city has no direct rights, as that report stated. But I have a thought that it might be possible for the two enforcement officers to issue orders to D Basin. And if D Basin can comply with those orders or appeal those to court, that might remedy the situation that the folks are dealing with. I think that might be a way to go. Because I'm thinking that the basin was created as part of the subdivision. So what I'm saying is it's a condition of the approval on the original subdivision. So to have the enforcement officer issue an order requiring A, B, C, and D, that might be the way to go.
Okay. Rich, I have a question, though.
Yes.
But if the LLC is not maintaining the basin and it's not working properly and the water is running off faster and damaging other property, city drain.
That's different, Chevy.
So can we prove that? Or
I don't know that from this report.
No. Put a little bit more pressure on the LLC. Let them know that you're going to be liable for any damage that may have been caused or will be caused because of your lack of maintaining it.
If it's causing damage to city property, then the city would have a direct cause of action. Then we can go to court.
So certainly the threat of that, if that's happening, she's going to be held liable because she's the only person.
I think it makes sense to start with this referral to those two commissions and to the enforcement officers. Because, as I said, it was the basin was created as pursuant to a subdivision plan that was approved by planning and zoning, and they're not maintaining it, they're not living up to it, and perhaps a version of a cease and desist order from the zoning enforcement officer on D Basin would have effect. D Basin could comply with it. If they don't comply with it, they could appeal it to the Zoning Board of Appeals, and the Zoning Board of Appeals can hear it. But what you're doing is you're forcing them into action. And I think that would be a good thing. I think that's a way to go.
So our zoning enforcement officer, is that the same person as the wetlands enforcement officer these days? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure on that either, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it is. Perhaps the town clerk knows over that. Yeah.
Okay.
And just to clarify the record, excuse me, it was part of multiple, so more than one subdivision.
So
just to,
I think
yeah,
this is perhaps the most efficient way to handle this.
Okay, so I will make...
And if there's damage, by the way, and also to the city engineer, refer it back to the city engineer, because if there's damage to city property, that could give us another look in another way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'll make a motion to send this to the Planning and Zoning Commission and to have the city engineer, the zoning enforcement officer, and the inland wetland officer... issue orders for compliance. Yeah, well, I mentioned inland wetlands officer, so yeah, the inland and wetlands agency as well. Yes, commission. Thank you.
I'll second that, Sarah.
Motion made by Rob, second by Sarah. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll get something started, at least, you know, we'll work on it. All right. 8.2, add properties to the blight list. Move to add the following properties to the blight list. 2 D Street, 44 Mohawk Avenue, 27 Academy Hill Road, and 73 Mount Pleasant Street. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron, second by George. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, but
The list that they have here already had 27 on it. Are we adding it again for a second reason, or?
I think there's some new additions, right, Ron? Kavanaugh's a new addition.
No, 27 Academy Hill, I think, is more stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's different things we had to add. So Carmine did that and wanted to put on again.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, ordinance establishing municipal penalties for unlawful cannabis sales. Move to adopt a new ordinance entitled Ordinance Establishing Municipal Penalties for Unlawful Cannabis Sales, dated December 10, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Roberto.
Roberto, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
All
opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, ordinance regulating motorized recreational vehicles. Move to adopt a new ordinance entitled City of Derby Ordinance Regulating Motorized Recreational Vehicles, dated December 10, 2025. Do I have a motion? Made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. In 8.4, or section 2, number 5. The EPAMD, is that, what is all included in the EPAMDs?
Got you. Just hit that button.
Deputy Chief Brian Grogan. It is, that falls under hoverboards, segways, non-conventional things. It's non-tandem wheels. So rather bicycles front and back, the one side by side. So we have segways, electric skateboards, things like that.
Okay, not electric bikes.
No. Okay, there's separate legislation for electric bikes, like the ones the kids ride. It's all dependent upon how many, for scooter CCs and then bikes, it's how many watts they put out for it. But the new stuff came out with that as far as everybody has to wear helmets, and that's a whole different set of stuff.
No, that was no. Thank you so much, because I was like 5 miles an hour.
No,
like, that includes electric bikes. So like, I can pedal faster than that. Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Get over.
With respect to disabilities and stuff that I'm personally involved with, what they call a recumbent bicycle with e-assist.
Mm-hmm.
If we have that. Whatever it is, a recommendation or anything for our recreational ability to ride a bike like that because of the disability, does it allow us to?
Yeah, it's not applicable to this stuff. This is, majority of this comes from the dirt bikes, the ATVs, the stuff meant for off-road stuff, the issues with the street takeovers. It gives the city itself an avenue to see some of these vehicles for the persistent people that are doing stuff. We're not, by no means, we're looking to penalize the people that are doing what's right.
As long as we're doing what's right.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the reckless stuff, okay. The persistent and reckless that are creating public safety hazards.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.5, ordinance establishing a parking violation hearing officer. Move to adopt a new ordinance entitled Parking Violation Hearing Officer, dated December 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Aye.
Made by Roberto. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.6, ordinance for procedure and penalty for violation of parking regulations. Move to adopt a new ordinance entitled Procedure and Penalty for Violation of Parking Regulations, dated December 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Robin. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Yep. Chief, come on up.
Just the time there, the group two there, yep. Where it talks about parking a properly registered inoperable motor vehicle for 24 hours. So if my car breaks down, I have 24 hours to move it. I mean, to me, that some people can take care of themselves. It breaks down near Rob's house and him and I can fix it on Saturday, but here it is only Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? They have to have somebody have it towed.
Yeah, most of that comes out of reasonableness. The officer will reach out to you. You could always call and say, my car is disabled. We're fixing it on that day. This is for the ones that the car broke down 4 months ago and they left.
So why have the 24 hours? But then if it's operable, it's okay for 4 days. To me, the car parked there, it's operable. I mean,
yeah, you have to consider operable when people go on vacation and stuff.
I hear you, but to me, a car breaks down or something, to have 24 hours written there, no offense, the officer, it's up to him. If he wants to give me a ticket, he could, because the ordinance says 24 hours, and this poor guy just waiting to get a buddy to get there to fix it. Mm-hmm. To me, 72 hours, something more reasonable. Again, I think all of our Derby cops are pretty reasonable guys, but they have an ordinance that possibly, you know, someone concerned about and paying out of their pocket when they could fix it. Again, it's only there for 2 or 3 days. Because I understand that there's cars that are in the streets for weeks and things like that. So that was reading that was a concern for me. But it may be in a different ordinance. What if it's a trailer? I mean, it's not a vehicle. So if a trailer is there for 2 weeks, it's not considered a vehicle. Is a trailer okay?
No, we have in the charter, you can't leave trailers on the streets.
That, so for any kind of time limit?
Yeah, obviously if you're working or something like that. But
daily in and out.
If you're overnight stuff or not attached to a truck, staying there for prolonged period of time, they can't be there.
Because I did have a concern somewhere in town where, again, a resident was parking the trailer there all the time and then yelling at residents for when they parked their car there.
Yeah, just let me know after. We'll take care of it.
I appreciate that. But again, that time, that 24-hour one is a concern. Again, if obviously we have an issue with it, people bring a complaint to us that, you know, geez, my car broke down yesterday and the cops are already telling me I got to move it or it's towed, then obviously we can look at it again. But as long as they're being reasonable, I guess. And again, I understand it. Listen, it's sitting there for a week and it's not moving. Yeah, we certainly don't want that. But
yep.
But thanks, Chief.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. 8.7, resolution regarding Community Investment Fund 2030 regarding Fountain Lake property. Move to adopt resolution regarding the Community Investment Fund 2030 regarding the Fountain Lake property and authorize Mayor Joseph D. Martino to sign the application. Do I have a motion?
I'm moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Roberto.
Second by Roberto. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I may. We go back to 8.6 for just a moment.
We can.
Just a point of clarification. Group three, the penalty should have been, it's listed here as $100, but that needs to be amended to 150.
I think it was, that was.
Beginning. Mark amended the beginning, right?
That was. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that was noted.
For the record. Okay. Yep. All right.
Your additions, deletions, and corrections.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, 8.8, 2025-2026 capital plan update. Move to approve updates to the 2025-2026 capital plan as recommended by the Capital Planning Commission on November 24, 2025. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.9, revisions to the winter parking ban. Move to approve revisions to the winter parking ban ordinance in sections 186-3 definitions and 186-5A and B as detailed in the proposed ordinance revision entitled Winter Parking Ban Revisions, dated December 11, 2025. Do I have a motion?
I move.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9, old business, no action. No action for executive session for 10 and 11. Number 12, adjournment. Ron?
Motion to adjourn at 7:34.
Adjourn at 7:24. My name by Ron. Is there a second? Yeah. Second?
Second.
Second with George. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Well, you guys go too fast when I'm not there.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great holiday.
Not your life.
Yeah. Good morning, my friend.
Yep, Merry Christmas.